A lot of climbing and
yeah, you gotta love the
you gotta
spot.
Pack, you gotta pack it in and pack it out.
You gotta love to do it, though, but it's really
not that fun, though. My father used to go hunting a lot there. He used to do that kind. He used to work for the family used to work for Robinson.
Oh, yeah, you know all the place up there.
Yeah, he know all the back stuff. You know the all the ridge, the mountains. Yeah. They used to go in. All over the place. When by the time he was born after already, he was in active by acting already, so we never learned hunting like that. Really, he never used to go, but all we dogs did he used to go like that. And then when that guy used to go? Oh, fishing already.
Fishing, yeah.
A big reel kind of lure fishing kind of. That's what time they used to go. But you used to go with boat like fishing.
Yeah, I used to go out in boat, you used to go hang line. Cool.
You go shore fishing?
I don't know what to know. Yeah, maybe I like go. They kept it with the local Kentucky, kind of like Indian Park. It's like a state park like that. I like go down there, relax, drink beer, or that. I told my right now. A couple of pools.
Live kid, like that kind of thing. You can go fish that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Yeah. I think I go there, go fish, they get. They like go camping, and they go, you can't sit there. Throw line.
Yeah.
You leave the phone in the water and camp. Yeah, they camp. See, you look at camp. You know, the state park, you look at camp in the state park.
So when you see go fish?
Yeah, you can fish in the state park, so you can, you know.
Well, I
got to put up something, you know, put stove in, well, you fish here all night? Yeah. Well, not many. No bite, waste time.
No more get fish over there.
Huh?
Get.
Yeah. Yeah. If you stay away by, oh yeah, good, you're better. Kumo, eh? Kumo, Wana.
No, okay,
yeah,
I don't
know. In the pond. Oof.
Oh, you get the pond, though?
Oh, yeah. This is bloody. I tell you, inside there, look inside there one day. And then, wow. Oh, that big thing. This is there. I'm gonna shut the balloons. Nobody in the body around, you know what? Jumping on it. Take the bread out. Yeah. Oh, that fish is gone. Hold on, I think I can't cut it. I thought I'd take it on a slow, but a cheap one. Oh, yeah. Sound. Drop the pan, come up there. Look up there. Probably about 2-3 buses of kids. Come in, me see, I go for the show. I was in there running with the sandwich bag. Wow, I don't know what I'm going to do now, man. I just buried that damn thing. I buried that damn thing, man. I look at the land, I watch the land, and look at the end, and go, I saw the spot there, right? Yeah, that pretend that I make me back and all that pee, the pee, pee. It's not a sick I say, what the pee, all the pee pee come in again. That came by that pool. For galore that you feed the fish.
Oh, feeding the fish in
there. Yeah, it's just digging it, eh? I go out and say, I'm not going to be my car, I take off.
Not supposed to go over there.
Oh,
I thought that's the pond.
Yeah,
right?
The pond.
Big buzzers, see it, that's
right. Yeah, go there, what the hell is that kind of holy. The bugs on the water, the food. Oh, easy. Early in the morning, I thought I could pick them up. Oh, the net. See, the leg is high. On the top. The 5 feet, eh? The bug was about like this. When you fish, all the way down. Look there. Whoa! Oh, the hole on top.
Wow.
I have to go inside my car. I have to go get one canvas. Pick up all the thing I use, cut on the attaches, and put them on top of the fins there. You know, all the fins stick up out there. Like, don't talk about that. Get rid of it. Two minutes in the car. 2 minutes in the car. Go. Come back. Pick up the other one. Go. Oh, I have to run out of it. I got to get it so fast. What I did is get in the car. I said, cool. I see the rain just come down.
Oh, nothing dying like that.
Yeah. I said to myself, never again. So my brother said, yeah, you in good jail, bro. If you never get to camp, it would be worse. I said, yeah, I'm not
going to get to camp.
You don't carry the fish?
Yeah.
No way. Lucky thing had that camp, is why you took the camp with the other, I took ashore.
Oh, so you go, sir, you set net. Gill net. Neutral net, I have to.
Yeah, what's it? I want a neutral net, you know.
All kind of fishing, you know. Mm-hmm. You go spear fishing to diving too.
I like diving, I love diving.
Oh, yeah. With Hawaiian swing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, yeah, dive, deep, you know, deep island, you know, like that, man, I don't like to fish in there. That is, you know, it's no more the challenge, you know. It's, you go over there, you look at night, and you see the fish over there, you're sleeping. You're shooting them, you know, sleeping.
In the hole.
Yeah, and the sucker fish give you the challenge in the day, you know. Sucker fish, you know, it's kind of in a hole, you go in a hole. It's a challenge there. I see this guy, oh, no wonder you get no fish.
Night time you go to the
top. Yeah, you get some more, yeah. They're all like kumus there. Oh, you can lay down there. Ah, I'll be the kind of pass. Ah, I'm not feeling. Then I can sit around and go on. You go, I went home, see you guys. Ah, bad day, yeah. Good one. I said, I like challenge something, you know, the fish run, you know, you gotta run for his life because, you know, then when the shark comes between you and the shark, you know, everything, wow, you know. See, me.
Well, you think you nothing, get encountered with a shark too?
Yeah,
every time.
You come, man, you know, the typical fish you pain too, eh?
Oh, plenty of blood.
Yeah, blood, which is special kind of reef kind of fish. You hit him in the belly, that's a fire. Like Ninui, Kalani, Kawa. You know, it's all the kind of fish that I smell, Pualu. It's all the kind of fish that definitely is the last thing I cook before coming. Used to swim go out, yeah? I see him about 2 miles and then he come back. I think I was there about half day. You know, half day, dreaming. By the time you come home, y'all ding dong out there, you're done so much. You said, like, oh, then get yourself to bed.
That's long, man. You just have to be there.
Yeah. Y'all ding dong out there. You said, you're diving down, upside down. Yeah.
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 Big and shark, yeah,
okay. Yeah. They get big and shark. The bigger sharks, they don't bother too much of the young ones. They're like 16, you know. 8 feet, 4 feet guy, you know. Oh, that's
still big.
Yeah, four, you know what I mean?
As big as you, that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, how about it? You know, that's the kind you watch them, man. They like your fish are really close, you know, it's close, you watch them.
Yeah.
They know, they just stay away. You know, they just get one chance or they're gonna come. They're gonna get the guts, yeah, they get the guts of charge, they're gonna come. And we let them have it too, but she actually got the full force and everything, we let them go, everything, yeah. Plus, we help push too. As soon as the bugger hit, we push too. Oh, you see the spear of venom about, ah! It's gone.
Yeah. Did you go boat with the boat to catch ahi later?
Nah, not really. You know, I'm not too much of a spot fishing in there.
Yeah.
Or just go hook for, you know, maybe if I go out, I go hook on for eat time.
What beach you hang around then?
Most of them is the Wailua.
Oh, the Wailua?
Yeah, the Wailua beach. Right by the bridge.
Oh, down below the bridge. Yeah. It's funny, guys. Hey, what do you get on the bridge now? It's a big the kind pipes.
I don't know if that's sewer line or water, I don't know.
Oh, maybe sewer line or water line.
Yeah.
Was it temporary or did you see this stuff?
I think so. I think they put in the new ones underneath. The one on the top is all the temporary one.
Temporary one.
Well, I thought the sewage line was on the other side, you know. It's supposed to be on the ocean side, I think. The water was on the other side.
Uh-huh.
It's hard work though, these guys doing it there, you know. After that, then they have to connect it. They have to put them back, they got to connect them again. Traffic would be bad.
So they got to weld them or something?
Yeah, I think so.
They weld them, that kind of
thing. Because that must have been water, because that's the other channel. It's called inspect the water, right?
The water inspector, maybe. It's for supply this side, which is why lower side.
I think it's for Wailohas right now. They get Wailohas got Ghana, I think it's somewhere I know in which way the water coming, because Wailohas, they can get their own tanks.
Way up there.
Big tanks.
Yeah.
Big things. And then over here, one thing I want to way up there to the big thing to supply all this over here. Big things again. And billion gallons, I think.
Really come from the mountain water there?
Yeah, mountain.
Not well kind.
Oh, I guess it really. When you drill it, it will come from. It's the best in the water. Cold.
Sweet there, the water.
Yeah. So I tell the guys, come take a look at it. Hey, no more water, you know. Yeah, you got big water. Oh, turn them on. Oh, you guys can take a bath for you today.
Cold, real cold water. <there.
Yeah. laughs> That's a name.
Yeah. Yeah. We over here, you know, the other place.
The other place was too.
Uh-huh.
Over here too, we got four. Same
water. You know some back now. Old stories, like the kind of Obake story kind of that thing. Yes.
Okay, Obake guy, most of us see it all. Hawaiian guy, right? These guys walking on the main, the fishermen. They were fishermen before, right? See. But this guy that is really from my grandfather, he came from my father. If you go fishing and you see somebody over there and you know it's not a real person, you know it's not, but you see the guy walking, you know, when you walk in deep places, I'm walking about 20 ways deep. You like real deep, it was always deep. This guy has no idea.
That's how you can tell.
Yeah. When you walk inside the water, it's like when you walk in, that's what you face, you walk in.
Oh.
If you join there too.
And you see this guy?
Yeah.
And when you see what the kind, it's like people, like yeah. Old, way old the kind.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hawaiians, old Hawaiians before kind like that.
Yeah, you're a big person, you're big people. You know, and you can see them, and the place you walk inside, that's when we know we dive out there. What do you do? How do you do?
I
walk on the waist deep.
So you respect that?
Yeah, you look at them like that and then talk about how you start. We're in the fish. Is somebody ahead of us? I'm over there, we go kappa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how the mouth got to start. You take in that design, you turn, you tell me your card, and say, we go kappa. Go away, go. And so oh. Well, you got to turn that guy off.
So they don't follow him?
Yeah, yeah. Because you know where you're going, eh? Yeah, you don't follow. And so far, you know,
you but know, they know, like, different than that kind of thing. If they, like, if they believe he follow like that, like, you know, like a kind of howling ghost kind, right? They hunt one place there only.
Yeah.
But it's not true that with this kind. They can appear different places there.
Oh, yeah. So you catch a fish. But anytime when you go to this area, you know, catch one fish. You know, you go there, you look at it, you know, like the kind of water, he ripple.
Oh.
Like the water ripple. Ripple, like, whoa, you know, fish, you know, this poking tail over here. You know, so funny. As soon as you throw your net, hey, you feel that. Like, it's a funny feeling when you get a funny feeling. You grab your net, you pull like that. Yeah, you don't feel nothing.
They talk about this kind, like story, ghost stories that they talk.
Yeah.
Can.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes some people they don't like talking, that kind, you know.
Yeah.
Scared them, that kind of like.
Well, it depends what kind, you know. Like us, can like us, can be fishermen or, you know, people, mountain, you know. Oh, we just be maybe just walking at it, you know. Most time he's fishing like that, and we meet a lot of like scared guys that they die when they're young, you know, they're sick when they die. Like maybe they dive off one tree, you know, there is like a swimming hole, eh? They dive from the tree, they hit the bottom, put their neck and they die. Kids never die when they was sick, you know, so that's what the Hawaiians they tell us. They look my grandfather, he tell us the kind of stuff. He never can duck dying. Kahuna, that was a hit down. The skin piece there, young, you know. They go grow it, that's the one that they come up. So I tell my grandpa, yeah, I go up on that place. Up that place, I see, yeah. I know this guy, my classmate, they don't come by. So I go there, when I try, and go to my time. Just go bang, bang, in the river like that. Go put a root like that, go tie up the He said, you know what? Pick up the game. Damn kid, you can humble up. He gone, he watch us. He's on a bait there, he walks, he follow us. On a bait. And my father said, yeah, he went. Back up on the kind, just back up to the... Back up to the side of the bank. So he grabbed a stone. He said, hey, you sour bitch, man. I'm going to hit you, he's coming on fire, come out of the boat, he came over the bank. He's chasing after this, he said, we can see him, you know, running. He said, okay, running, before I said, running, I'm back on the run of this. Right through the fence, right there. The fence, you know, is a kind of fence, wire fence.
Yeah, right through.
Yeah, yeah. Right through the fence, right there. My father stuck right there, he looked, like this. Usually, when human being, he would go underneath the fence,
right,
you know.
Do something.
Yeah, get underneath between the wire or something.
Yeah.
For the other to hear that wire make noise.
Yeah.
No more noise, right?
You never know that was like that.
He come back. He said, somebody had to hurt to him in Bucky over here before. I told my father, yeah, that's my friend. What friend? He said, oh, the 9-year-old boy. Oh, 9-year-old, yeah, I remember 9-year-old. Oh, this is the place you've been here in Bucky. I said, yeah, that's where he passed me. He's still making him back. Ah, you pick up the net. What? You pick up the net? No, you fish on top. You didn't know fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full up fish.
Full fish.
Land of fish.
Your friend.
Land of mullet, man. Wow. I tell my father, wow. Yeah. good luck. I don't know why you chase that guy, but you know, because you too much kaloi, eh? You know, they kaloi like hell, you know, deep down. Eh? Yeah. He thought he was a human being, you know, because my father said,
yeah, he
was a grandma, yeah. Grandma, eh? Well, you said, grandma, what do you say? Fuck, what's going on? The guy's sitting on the tree, looking down, looking at
you. You recognize him?
Well, I know him, I know him.
I mean, you knew the same
as I was him because his body, his shape of his body.
Yeah, well, you can sort of tell, you know, something like
that. I'll show his face. The picture is me. See the body. It's just a silhouette, you know.
They're really interested in the story. You go to Hanapipi Valley too, you have plenty of things there too.
Oh,
kinds of. My father used to tell. You know, he said, not that kind going to harm you. And the living one going
around
you.
Yeah,
you don't scare that kind.
That's right.
The core house.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah. The core is he's a kind of Richie Core. He's like a third cousin to me.
Oh, you give it to me. Yeah.
So his father is known, like I was a young kid, and he knew all these guys. You know, all these guys are talking about Judeos to be the great dealers. You know, his father was one of them. All Howlis.
Mm.
You know, all Howlis was there. They would be blow up the graveyard, the Howlis had a bag, all that stuff, around it. They blow up caves, blow up the canoes, they check everything where they got, you know, they also the great core. But he had his museum too, right? He didn't get sick, the guy.
He had a museum?
Yeah.
In Humpty Valley?
Yeah, where he used to live.
Yeah,
he had a concert hut, a two-story concert hut.
Yeah.
And a, not concert hut, it's like a barracks, like, or a two-story.
I know this is, you know, all the skeleton that he used to take.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he used to get them in that museum over there. Matter of fact, he's never seen the museum, never. And I went there one time, I said, oh, that's not right. I couldn't believe. But I see, you know, this guy there, and you know, it doesn't even belong to him, you know. And it's a big museum, you know, upstairs and downstairs, you know.
They have plenty of burial caves there.
They blow the cave because one day they don't seal it, seal them tight, you know, so nobody can get inside. You find them, they blow them. And the first guy, you know, was the guy Burns. They cut him for dynamite in the he burns and they cheat him. Two of them guys burn up Holly Holly.
Mm-hmm.
He on the top there, he burn up all that spot there. He was taking out all the they got caught, then they were deported from this LA. And they didn't come back to Hawaii anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And they put up Hawaii. So they went down to South America, I think. South America. All the stuff that we take broke from up there, we kill him, we kill them. The doctors looking fine now. So they got a kind of like a witch doctors up there too, you know. And they could see them, they look at them, they said, now, you know, you got something, you know, you guys can take something that don't belong to you guys. They should take them back. So all the stuff that he had, he couldn't bring them back over. Yeah, of course, he put much money for coming. Yeah, so he died. Yeah. And the guy, then the other guy in the market, the guy Chio, he died the same way too. And okay, doctors have to find the secret.
Yeah.
Only the witch doctors, they maybe know what it is. He died too. Then Core was the last guy. And he was the last guy from Mark. So people were lying and I saw that. Wow, he's all that. So when he died, the flood hit on.
Yeah, I heard
that. Everybody's house. And the street police, please. He comes straight to the country, to his museum. I took his museum. Go to the bridge and go whoop! To the bridge and go whoop! Coming down the side, the bar was like 2 feet, two feet floating all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, so when the thing went down, all the family were looking for the stuff in it, before they won. So they think the mother had a small little case like this. All fish hooks. That's the only thing here. The rest.
All things gone.
Oh, everything. All the years that he went over there went back.
Went back.
Yeah.
Went back to the land. we're supposed to be in the
first place. Yeah, in the first place, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that story that about the flood, but I don't know about the other
one. Yeah, the flood one, that's something. But, you know, the way he showed up, how the water was coming in, and, you know, he looked all around the side of the house, the houses, and he saw the houses. You know, he came down, come from the street to the house.
Okay.
Straight to the museum. Like I said, the first water, we push him in, we push him out, and the water would rise up a little bit more high, and lift up the whole thing. And the fucker, they went down, but they were pushing really hard, and more hard, and more, but by the bridge, everything different. This would rip up right there, bro.
Oh, that was like, amazing, you know, man.
Yeah. Nature, no?
I gotta pull around.
You gotta be strict, I think.
Your grandfather was what kind of guy?
He was more on the medicine, yeah?
Medicine kind of thing.
He was more in astrology.
Kahuna Lapao.
Yeah.
Okay. And you never learn.
I learned, yeah.
You learn a lot from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy, no, you know, he's the Haole guy on the big island. He, you see, like, you know, you're gonna find shops that they get books, get his books, and he writes his stuff like that. Anyway, he lives in the big island, volcano. He was telling us one time, he said, you know, they get a lot of kind of old-timers over there. They get some kahunas over there too, you know. And then he's been living there a long time, and, you know, he's really interested in stuff here, so he really, you know, he write them down and stuff like that. So then he said the kahunas tell him, they taught him a lot of stuff, any kind of stuff, you know, they taught him. But he said, he no can tell nobody. Only person he can tell is his son. And then
he's passing on it.
Yeah. But he said, they told him, the colonel told him, he cannot just tell the son the stuff. You know. The son has to ask him, oh, how you do this, or that kind of stuff.
Then he
can tell.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, he not can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather is the same too.
You get passed on another kind. Yeah. It's good. So you gotta pass it on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just hoping that either my son or my kind son.
So important to
us. Mostly, like me and my brother, my second oldest brother, we was the first guys, you know, like was born. So between my second brother and my other brother, they have like 6 years apart.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Your mother still living?
Yeah, my mom still living.
Yeah. Yeah. And your dad too?
And my dad passed on.
And he passed on.
My father was mostly was a fisherman, you know, he was a fisherman. He was a good fisherman.
And then you got the love of the ocean.
Yeah, you talk about lucky ocean.
Oh, that's
in it. Yeah, respect. I mean, this showed us, like, you know, the things that we. You go on a boat and then you see the waves, like. like you're ready for jump off thing, you know. You look like you're coming, going, wow. Mostly in the dark, day, like, when night time, you only run, only the running lights are on. You look at the waves.
Yeah.
You just follow in a compass, like, you know, that's all you look at, is a compass, eh? You know? My father, you're not going to read compass. You're going to stand.
Okay. The old way.
Yeah. You tell me. I don't know nothing about that compass. So you tell me the compass, you're like, you tell me the compass, you're looking at it, the compass is going like this, or I need to go like this, or I need to go like this. Then I get the light on, too, you just come on. Okay. You stay there. And he just watched the stars. One night we went to the island, I thought, oh, beach star. But my father said, what about the boats? The boats were light, you see. The boats were dead, the fish in the light. So we went, the wave was like, oh, huge. One day and the night, we went to come back. See, We're going there to go drop off one guy. And the guy will get caught. The guy will pay a lot of money for going to Ireland. Yeah. You know, even I go inside one reporter, even I go inside, like, you get a picture here, like, no, what the hell, the brother seems like doing.
You get caught.
You get caught? So we see he got down there. So he got down there, and the old man said, hey, listen, this is one thing I'm going to tell you right now. When I get in there, and I tell you jump, and that's it. You know, that's all. If you change your mind, it's too late. But that boat will make one turn, and I'm on. And I'm gone, and I can turn around and come back. And waves likewise. 15 feet on both sides, you come in one channel, come inside, and go right inside in the boat, the big boat that'll go around one turn like this. As soon as the boat came off like this, you slide the skip off, you know, slide the skip off with the howler on top, then one man got on, and it came around like this moment, paddle in, turn the boat around, go backwards and go inside, the howler jump, you can hear that, the howler jump, came around again, the boat came right back again, one man was coming out, he's coming out, he just stood the line. So now I get the line, pull the trawl, the boat just come up and they get the boat. No, not in the same pen. They don't talk. We're going home, we're going home. The next morning, the holiday gets caught. We're sleeping. We're tired, you know, for all the way to put a long ride and all, you know, we're banging and banging and banging. So what time we get up, we're down, man. Yeah, and after that, a couple of come down on top, they look at him. Oh, man, he's starting to sleep. That'll just go back, we'll get the truck, but no, he didn't come back over. He put his camera, and then he took all his stuff. All the promises, he got over there. He took me off, hey, somebody, I beat up somebody, they dropped me off, and that's it, I didn't lose this guy. And I told my father, ooh, wow. I told my father, with all that money you get right now, huh? You think what's really doing? Huh? If something ain't happened to us guys, he said, you think it would be a way to do it? Wow.
Yeah, he's real strict about that thing. With Ireland.
Yeah.
He didn't even like nobody.
No, they didn't get helicopters now, you know. Helicopters go across there. They land way down the side. Look at that. They look on that, you know. Yeah. And this holy guy. And he worked for the government. And, he was supposed to go on the government. And he's supposed to be a helicopter for Robinson. So he says, oh, and he was in, you know, this is Washington, he was in the Pentagon. So he was using a bomb, and he was in the bomb. And he says, yeah, he says, you know, I was really excited, you know, to come here. Really, really excited. I was worried about that forbidden army and business all around the world. Everybody that sits in that office, all wishing that they're all going, you know, who is going?
Yeah.
It's funny, if it became so, oh, he was all excited. So he came down, he got checked in with the Navy. Okay, then he came, he's flying over. He says, okay, now you look at him, look, now. I come to the spot, you know, hey. Get off and move around. See, he walk, look. He done, there are guys. What's so special about this place? He says, oh, the guy says, hey, you and I are not supposed to be on this island. But you lucky thing that Robinson is here, right? Robinson, so he this is the part where he and I with the report. So this guy is the guy, I guess it's the guy who can, you know how to blow him, I guess. So he told Robinson all about the whole game plan, and so he said he was going to fly in. He had two days to go inside. And they went inside, he said, wow. The chopper came on the opposite side, you could see the village.
Oh.
Yeah, you could see the village. He says, you know, there's nothing on that island. Really, let me tell you, man, there's nothing on that island. Oh, I tell him, oh, yeah, I tell him, get the people are there. I tell us guys, we go over there, we go get a fish, fish. You know? I mean, if you're looking for a nightclub, that.
What are you looking for?
He just wanted, you know, he figured when you look like maybe get one a village, you know, like one town or something. Wow, they talk about forbidden, that is for real. No more happy. He tell the guys, I know, he said, I'll be so glad when I come back. He wrote to all the guys back there, there's nothing here. He couldn't stand it. 3 days he was over there, 3 days now. In the camp of Vienna, they're not going to place this. Camp, get up. And they do the thing, work, they do what they're supposed to do, and they camp up again for 3 days. He came back to Kauai, get the first plane out for a while. Yeah, we have to stay here, man. He wanted lights.
I don't know what he expected.
Sirens.
I don't think it's this idea about Forbidden Island. I think, must he get something real forbidden over there?
He says, Kauai was bad enough, you know. Kauai was bad enough. We're really looking for a bar. You know? So I tell him, okay, one day I take you and go to Kuala Lumpur. You start from Honolulu. Early in the morning, about 8 o'clock, I take him down there, so many of you. Great breakfast spot, come down by the end, we step from the end, we should be up. From the car and stuff, we walk around the beach, we check out. Oh, okay, beautiful. Yeah, the first time we stop, we go straight to Tahiti, we stay there. He meet a couple of mahos, fucking the other town. Hey, bro, let's get out of here. Ah, you're tired. Oh, but I'll buy him drinks, Tahiti, we. So the nightclub is the nightclub of the two. So he goes, hey, tell me, hey, bro, I go and spend all day, a fucking funny loving on my own. Which one is that? That was a real hit.
They know already.
Yeah, they know. You see how we drink? Hey, come here, drink with us. That's a good time for the one. Hey, you know, I don't think you know. I go over there and I fucking say, he's on the side of the car. He's in this guy. I come on, see. I see the one, he's in the middle. Tomorrow. Oh my god. Be here tomorrow waiting for you. Oh my god. And it's the guy. And he's the old man 30. Oh no.
Let's play the Tahiti no. Where did they hang out? All of a sudden.
So they got Chibosa, they got
Tahiti no. Ezim Hanalea?
Hanalea, yeah.
And that's the one used to get to that friend. Tahiti no is not the one used to. Every day, you get one luau party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they get a guy in a nightclub area. So they one side, when you walk in with the first building, you know, the small bar there, it's all in the whole place. Almost all the whole hang out inside. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the other side, you know, all the young guys come, boogie out there, they rock and roll. The other side, all soft music, like the Hawaiian music, or, you know, it's soft music. To my friend, hey, you know, when I go back over there, I tell him, oh, hey, I'm going to give you a task one, Mahu. No, don't give me that.
No, believe it.
So just then, I call my friend, he come down, he told me, hey, better than me, he told me, you know what? The Mahu's been high-ass guys. Well, I tell you anyway, yeah, high-ass guys. Go play music. Oh, right, okay, see. Man, it's got to pay off good, you know, there. Good, good amount there, right? That guy's not there. Business. It pay off. So we went inside there to go play music. My friend told me, wow. you so much. Thanks.
I know. I know, but I do too. First time.
Oh, the Pentecostal, they were all standing up and sitting down. The Wahinis, they, you know, had some girls that, you know, probably the Mahos too. And like, all the bags, you know, it's full. And so all the guys behind us, guys, came with us. Said, okay, guys, you know, we get you guys place all set up. And
you all, they all dressed up with a pants.
Just regular, you know, just regular, just like us.
This old guy, you mean, just like
kind of... Get some.
But with something dressed up, or what he needs now?
I can kind of, like, and then you're like, you think I was getting here, try to get some money for somebody.
You're not going to give all them, this like kind
of... Yes, one bar, and one night flower, too.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah, we want to play music. Oh, boy, oh, check out, and then we play music. Ooh, they're screaming their lungs out. And they're doing the eyebrow job, you know, they're looking at you and they're doing, you know, the eyebrows turn around, and oh, man. Sick of me, come on. I bought a friend, Jumbo, he looked right there, he's like, wow. Yeah. But he looked, so he's out. 1 hour, no, we gotta take 2. No, stop, we play 2 hours straight, no, stop.
Don't try to make it.
Just get out, yeah. As soon as we fall, I said, oh, thank you, all right. And grab our stuff, pay our guys off. You take off in the kitchen, you get, what's her name, Louisa, that she owned, I think she made the place. Yeah. See her son. Here, bro, get something for us, he. Hey, boy, you guys get to, you got some stuff, man. There's 3 guys. Beat us, really. They hit the side door, take off to the next place they call a shell house.
Yeah.
We go across the shell house, get some brothers that's playing there, we're going to have to come to the studio, man. Hey, you guys, we could take a break, you guys go play for us, guys. So we were there, we played easy over there for a while. Then sit on the Jeep. I said, you know what, we go for one place, we go to Jeep, we can buy some beer, we can have a beach. Let's go play our own music, you know, this, you know.
Mm. Boy, that's a really
and my friend, you know, like the guy got the whole time. Oh, hey, bro, you know what? I'm gonna take home your friend, you know. Come on, friend, you sure? Please don't get hurt, okay? You might bless your eye. Now, who's that? You know, but like a dude. That ding ding down there, you know. Don't worry about me, man. I take care of myself. Okay. Let's see it. What time we see the other friend is at her bar. He's at her bar. I see him. I see him at a corner. Very quiet. Hey, the bar, how are you? She doesn't talk. What? The ding ding will get you, eh? Wow. Damn it, I should have listened to you. I'm too late, you're in gravel. And you ain't keto. I teased that out of there. Just said you ain't keto. I saw your French or two.
Just tease on me.
I think it hurts. You know, eh?
So the guy was back.
Yeah, he went back to him. Oh, that's when the helicopter was landing.
Oh, there was less summer there. Anyway, you know, I feel better that time. I think we bother your time. I better get to the second part that time, if you don't mind. First thing, I need to kind of one. What is this?
Talking about
gadgeting things, eh? Yeah. I was reading about it, but man, I don't know what to recommend.